This is Dr. Masood Shah dictating. Patient's name is Mary Schrader, S-C-H-R-A-D-E-R, Mary, M-A-R-Y. Date of birth is 2/23/1930. Date of service is... Ms. Schrader is a very pleasant 92-year-old female with history of atrial fibrillation, chronic kidney disease, hypertension, hypothyroidism, history of permanent pacemaker placement, and degenerative joint disease. Presented to the emergency room with complaints of feeling dizzy as well as arm weakness. Not able to give much history. She denies any complaints of chest pain, heaviness or pressure sensation. She was admitted to the hospital, had CT scan of the head. Showed no intracranial hemorrhage or acute large vessel territory infarct. There is a 1 cm dense calcified mass-like structure overlying the right parietal lobe, which may represent calvarial exostosis or a small calcified mass lesion, such as meningioma. Patient was otherwise doing better, was evaluated by physical therapy. Occult blood was positive, but her hemoglobin was stable. She was subsequently, her troponins were negative. She was discharged from the hospital and admitted to the Willows at Howell for rehabilitation. At the present time, she denies any chest pain or shortness of breath, palpitations, denies any nausea, no vomiting. She denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills, no other complaints. Past medical history. Past medical history has been significant for atrial fibrillation, chronic kidney disease, hypertension, hypothyroidism, macular degeneration, permanent pacemaker placement, history of skin cancer, spinal stenosis, and history of uterine cancer. Past surgical history has been significant for back surgery, permanent pacemaker placement, and skin cancer surgery. Social history, smoking none, alcohol none, allergies to ACE inhibitors, amlodipine, iodine contrast dye, lisinopril, penicillins, iodine, and sulfonamides. Review of system, cardiovascular, no complaints of chest pain, denies any heaviness or pressure sensation, denies any palpitations, no history of MI or coronary artery disease. Respiratory system, denies any cough, denies any shortness of breath, denies any pain with deep inspiration, no history of asthma or emphysema. Gastrointestinal, no complaints of abdominal pain, denies any nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea, no history of peptic ulcer disease. Genitourinary, she does have history of uterine cancer, otherwise unremarkable. Musculoskeletal, she does of joint pains, history of degenerative joint disease. Neurological, denies any history of TIE or stroke. She does have, she is a poor historian. Complaints of generalized weakness. All of the systems were reviewed and found to be negative. Physical examination, vital signs reviewed and as documented in EHR, HENT examination was normal. Frontal cystic swelling on the forehead with bruising around the eyes. Neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart FMS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Ball sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. Impression, generalized weakness. Next, dizziness. Next, atrial fibrillation. Next, permanent pacemaker placement. Next, chronic kidney disease. next hypertension, next hyperlipidemia, next hypothyroidism, next degenerative joint disease, next dizziness, next positive fecal occult blood testing, next history of spinal stenosis, next left lower eyelid abnormality, treatment. Discuss situation about her symptoms. Will continue current medications. Will consult physical and occupational therapy. Continue other medications. Will monitor her progress. Will follow up on her workup. Will check routine labs. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office. Period.